get your morning news. How's the breath right now? How's the body right now? How's the mind? The Johns would often say, when you started out to meditate, take a survey. Is your mind leaning forward or back? In other words, is it leaning toward the future or back to the past? Try to get it to stand up straight. Is it leading to the left or the right, to things you like, things you don't like? Get it to stand up straight. Be right here. Because right here is where all the action is. I was listening to a Dharma talk last night. A monk had been on a year-long retreat, and he had no internet contact, no cell phone. And people had asked him, what do you think of the news? He said, well, the news is the wind is in this direction right now. Or today was colder than yesterday, or whatever. Like that immediate news right here, right now. We try to bring that in closer to what you're doing right now. That's the real news. Read the news of the world, listen to the news of the world. It's pretty depressing that human beings can be like this. So you can tell yourself, other human beings may be misbehaving, but that doesn't get me to misbehave. As the Buddha said, your two main treasures in life are right view and your virtue. And these really are your treasures. Things you have outside, material treasures, the world can take those away. You look at money, if you have money nowadays, it doesn't have your name on it. Even if you have a credit card, it has your name on it, but the bank's name is on it too. And we know who's in charge. And those things can be taken away at any time. But your virtue can't be taken away. Your right view can't be taken away. There'll be people who may try, but you're the one who has to throw it away if you're going to lose it. So hold on tight. They may say that you're attached. But think of that image from a John Cha. You're coming back from the market, you've got a banana in your hand. Someone comes up and says, what are you going to do with the banana? I'm going to eat it. How about the peel? Are you going to eat the peel too? No. Then why are you carrying the peel? And the John Cha would say, with what are you going to answer them? His answer is twofold. With what means basically you try to use your discernment. In other words, discernment is not just being with things as they are, but it's figuring out a problem, figuring out the solution to the problem. In this case, you figure out the right answer is that the time hasn't come yet to throw the peel away. If you throw the peel away now, the banana's going to be mush in your hands. Wait until the time comes to eat it, then you can throw it away. In the same way, there are certain things you've got to hold on to as your treasures, your right views, your virtue. Hold on to those, and they'll see you through. You'll never be poor.